Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is bringing passion, as he told me midweek when he sent me this week's script to the show, because he's passionate about what he does. We are streaming this live on their Facebook page at MediConnect. We are News Radio 1020 KDK. And of course, this is the Senior Zone. MediConnect open enrollment is here. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, to begin the hour with me, Sean Horn. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning to all of our listeners. We got a jam-packed show for you today. We're super excited to be present during this day that maybe not the weather is so great. So pull up a chair, grab your coffee, hang out with us for the next hour because there's a lot of great information. But Rob, I wanted to circle back with you. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better.
You look the same. So I'm happy to be here with you. And yeah, folks, we're going to jump right into talking about what is coming for 2021. We're going to jump into breaking down the Medicare plans available in our region here. And we're going to start talking about the onion. We're going to peel back layers of the onion so that you're able to, quickly investigate which options are going to be the best moving forward for you as we get into the new year. So today we're going to spend a lot of time talking about things that impact everybody almost on a daily basis, and that's going to be the monthly premiums as well as co-pays inside of these programs. We're going to give you some helpful tips and pointers as far as what to look for to make this annual enrollment period much easier for you. Because I got to tell you, Rob, this year in particular is unlike any before that I've been involved in. I've been doing this now for almost 11 years, and I've never seen an annual enrollment period like this where there's actually good change for the Medicare beneficiaries. A lot of cost-saving measures are available to you. So again, we have live advisors standing by right now. They're going to be with us until about 12 o'clock today. And some of the biggest names in this industry, like Matt Connell, Shane Uhosh, Jake Paris, quite a few others are hanging by at the office to make sure you get the answers you deserve. 888-818-6334.
So why is that, Sean? I mean, every year there's this annual enrollment period where changes happen with the health plan. So why is this year so different than all the other years?
That's a great question. And it actually comes down to two very simple things that just need to have a magnifying glass on it. The first one is competition. So in any industry, competition is usually a good thing because it's going to help drive prices down a little bit. It's going to make sure that companies put their best foot forward. And this year in particular, I got to tell you, I mean, some of the extra dental features or some of the limited co-pays or the bringing down of monthly premiums and everything along those lines, there's a lot of really good things happening. So I'm seeing a lot of cases, Rob, as I've told you right before we got on the show here. I've been a road warrior the last week and a half where I have just been going and going and going, seeing a lot of great people that we've been able to help save on monthly premium alone. I mean, we're talking huge dollar amounts where you could be looking at $100, $150 per month in savings. And it's available for a lot of people who are listening right now that, you know what, the last few years, Medicare, it's just too much to go over. My plan worked for me last year. I can afford it this year. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to talk to you folks specifically today. Please do not fall into that trap. We're going to break it down, give you an analogy that is really going to help make sense of it for you. But we're here to make sense, to make it easy for you. So that's the first end of it, and that's the competition element. The second end of it is actually the hot button topic of 2020, which is COVID-19. There's not a lot of silver linings to that dark cloud that's been following us around all year. But one thing that has kind of helped us is the fact that the elective procedures that insurance companies typically plan for throughout a given period of time. For about a 5-month window there, there was no such thing, because hospitals wanted to keep their rooms open and so forth in case they had an influx of patients with the disease. So as a result, there wasn't a lot of movement when it comes to people getting their knees done or getting their hips done or something along those lines. So as a result, a lot of these insurance companies actually had surpluses.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And whenever that happens, the government goes, wait a minute. You're getting money from us. You're taking money from the beneficiary, and then you're not paying anything out. So one of two things is either going to happen. You're either going to pay the government back some money, or you're going to reinvest in your programs for the following year. And most of the organizations in our backyard did exactly that, where they enhanced their benefits.
Let me go back to something you said earlier. You said that people who have plans that are over $100, $150, $200 per month are now able to get comparable coverage with plans that cost less than $50. It's kind of like that money is there and nobody's spending it, so somebody's got to reap the benefits, so you better put it into your programs this year. This is like icing on the sundae. This is an added bonus, and it's sitting out there. And this is the stuff that you find if you call 888-818-MEDI.
Absolutely. And Rob, sadly, this is one of the most frustrating parts of my job, which I'm very passionate about. I love what I do. I love helping people get the most for the least out of pocket. But imagine sitting across the table from somebody who's been on Medicare for 10 years, let's just say.
Okay.
And they got on a plan, and because of how overwhelming this entire Medicare process is, they didn't touch it. So here I come, guy they probably never met before, maybe listen to our radio show or see us on Facebook, but I'm coming into their homes, or we're meeting up or doing a Zoom meeting, and I'm going through the benefits line by line. And even though I'm able to help them save ginormous amounts of money when it comes to the monthly budget and premiums. I mean, I'm talking, we've had people that have called into our office where they were spending over $260 a month on their plan, and we stacked it up against the plan. It was about $30 a month, and the $30 a month plan outperformed the more expensive one.
Now, wait a minute. Is this going to be a one-time thing for this year only, or do you think it's going to continue to happen?
It's going to continue, I do believe.
How?
Because oftentimes what happens, and this is where I was going to go in the second segment most specifically, but look, these industries like insurance or even your cell phone provider, look, they offer these wonderful programs for you to get involved in when you first get on with their line of work.
Right.
But as time goes on, budget goes up, you know, the cost of it goes up a little bit each year, and then your services don't change very much. And then you just get comfortable because it's a hassle to change. Well, what we're telling people to do is, I guess in a way, is make yourself a little uncomfortable for just a moment. Investigate what you could potentially benefit for, because I'm telling you, I'm seeing people save thousands of dollars a year in healthcare costs as it relates to Medicare for 2021. It is unbelievable.
Listen, for those of you watching on Facebook and those of you listening right now on the radio, the only way you're going to find this stuff out is to become a part of their team. And they do not charge you for their services. Call them right now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. I'd love to hear you on the air with us today, but my advice, really, he's got so much information, I would call them right now. They're standing by till noon or a little after, 888-818-6334. MediConnect is also hosting new to Medicare events every Tuesday evening at 6 at their offices. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab for more information. But that very important number, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Segment number two, Sean Horn, Rob Pratt. It's MediConnect, the Senior Zone, News Radio 1020, KDKA. Good morning. Horn, listen, if you have questions about anything, 888-818-MEDI, that's the number to call. But let's talk about these comprehensive benefits and actually saving money at the same time. Again, 888-818-6334, call now, and there are live advisors standing by until a little after noon today. Sean, you wanted to talk about monthly premiums in this segment, so let's jump right into it. And why is there such a difference in cost with these plans?
And thank you, Rob, and again, thank you for having us once more. So during a break on our Facebook feed here, we were talking about how the raise in Social Security over the last 5 years has averaged about 1.3%.
Not enough
to keep up with inflation even. So really what's happening nowadays is people are digging into their pockets further to pay for their health care, which again, if you're on a high costing plan, the benefits really don't change that much on a yearly basis. And I'll explain why that is in a minute. But oftentimes what we're seeing, again, here in Southwestern Pennsylvania, about 66%, two-thirds of the people in our backyard have Medicare Advantage plans. And really what it comes down to is how much money is the insurance company bringing in versus how much are they paying out in claims? And if there isn't enough of a positive or black on the paper when it comes to how the plan performed, they're going to change some things so that they can profit a little bit more. And this is insurance, it's cell phone service, it's cable providers. They all do the same thing. And again, I'll touch on that analogy in a little bit. But let me tell you a story. I have an agent. Her name is Valerie. She met with a couple people a few weeks back named Bob and Sharon, live out in Imperial. They were each paying $260 a month in monthly premium for the plan. So then what we normally do is we take your medicines, your doctors, everything that you've got going on with your healthcare, and we put the puzzle together for you. And then we show you how your plan works versus what else is available to you. She showed them plans that cost $30 a month that actually outperformed a $260 a month plan. So think about that. That's over $5,000 next year they will save on just monthly premium.
So let me ask you this. Imagine $5,000, ladies and gentlemen, back in your pocket, what that could do for you.
I mean, what would you spend that on?
I'd put it in the bank.
You put it in a bank? Well, look, I think it's more fun even, because look, it's no fun paying that kind of premium to your insurance company. I would go down to Rivers and put it on black or whatever it might be, right?
I mean, I was your age, I would have done that too. Now I put it in the bank.
But you get my point. I mean,
I do.
It's not fun having to pay that. And look, again, Social Security isn't going up at the levels we had hoped at this point. And as a result, yeah, retirement plans have been doing good and everything. But again, this is money that you save for your entire life to enjoy retirement.
See, here's the thing, Sean, and I'm just going to cut right to the chase.
Please, go ahead.
Watching on Facebook, listening on the radio, there's no way the average person knows these savings unless you're on the radio today or they're calling you or they just cold call you out of the clear blue because they see, you know, Brian on television or they hear a commercial here on the radio and they're like, you got to be kidding me. Because the average consumer, and I think it's safe to say, you line 10 people up, 65 and older, they don't know this.
They don't. And it's because
no fault of their own.
No fault. And it's because they didn't do this for their living. You know, their jobs were not surrounding insurance. They were out there grinding and hustling and making it happen for their family. So here we are every single day dealing with people that, again, it's too much of a nuisance. But really what I want to break it down to, listen to this analogy, folks. This is pretty important. So you watch a commercial later on today where it's a internet service provider that does the bundle, right? You can get the TV, cable, phone, and here's this low rate that you're going to get. And it's eye candy for you. You're like, wow, that looks really good. So then you sign up for it. Now, it's a nuisance to do that, but you're like, man, these savings are too good. But over time, what happens to your television and internet rates? They go up, right? But the services don't change. And if anything, if you need to get more internet because it's lagging a little bit, well, you got to add more cost to that. So over time, what happens is people just get comfortable with their internet service providers and their cable packages or their cell phone bills. You get these family plans and, oh, this is wonderful. But then again, 2 years down the line, you're like, my goodness, what happened to my rates? Why am I paying so much? And it happens without you even noticing. And this is very similar to what happens on Medicare. So people get onto their Medicare plans, they're benefiting from their programs and things are going great for a couple years. But then it's like, holy crap, I didn't even realize this is happening this year. And then when you really get stung by it is when you use it. You go into the hospital and you have a big copay or something along those lines. You're like, my goodness, why didn't I take a look? Well, you didn't take a look because it was too much of a pain in the butt. And we understand that.
Life is a busy thing.
It is a busy thing. But that is why Brian built this entire company, why we follow his lead, because we are passionate about making it easy for those who need to help.
You do the heavy lifting.
I wouldn't say that. Brian has a quite a full plate in front of him as well. But
no, I'm talking about compared to you and the clients, consumers, you want to do the worrying, you want to do the lifting.
Absolutely, yes.
Take that away from them.
On that front, absolutely. We do all the homework for you. All you basically have to do is give us your situation. I have this plan, I need to see these doctors, I have this medication going on, and here's what I like to do in retirement. I like to travel. I really don't do so much of that. Whatever it may be, we can take whatever your goals are, as well as your doctors, your medications, put that all together for you and make sure that it makes sense for you this year, next year, the year after, and that never comes at a fee to you. So it's really a win-win. It takes just a little bit of time where, again, I can't say it enough, I'm surrounded by the best of the best in this industry. Right at the office right now, you can give them a call. Matt Connell, Shane Uhas, and others are sitting there right now ready to take your phone calls at 888-818-6334. They'll be there till about 12 o'clock. So please let us know how we can help you. There's so much to take advantage of this year.
So how do you think the average person feels about insurance? They feel about cable? Do they look at you think a little skeptical too, because all of the things that has happened to them in those other two genres, to where you have to kind of show them the fine print and you have to reassure them, but they come in a little skeptical? Even people listening to us today saying that you can give them, instead of $250, the same thing for maybe $50. So you have to understand why people are a little hesitant at times, right?
I absolutely do. And I don't blame them. Because look, again, we're talking about the generation that really understands you get what you pay for. So there's no hard feelings that way. But I was in a home down in Portview this past week.
Yeah.
This awesome guy. He was a veteran, served in Vietnam.
Great little community.
And this guy was on a plan that cost him a little over $80 a month. And yeah, I use the VA for just about everything. I just have it here because I want to be able to use Silver Sneakers. And in case I can't get into the VA, I need access to this doctor. Okay, we get it. So, Rob, as we're sitting down with him, we uncovered that his doctor works with a number of plans that are built specifically for veterans, which is phenomenal. They just came out with this year. So, this gentleman, we were able to take him from a little over $80 a month to zero. Listen to this, though. And he was able to get a rebate on his Part B premium of $40 a month. So that's $120 a month back in his pocket. And again, he's using the VA for just about everything.
So was he the guy in Main Street in Portview doing the cartwheels after he had the meeting with you right down the street, backflips?
He was. And
that's
again,
a lot of money.
It is. And he was, like everybody else, he was skeptical at first, and I get it. I understand why. And again, this is hard. So for us to make it sound this easy, and I get why there's a bit of skepticism around it, but I got to tell you, Rob, I mean, it's such a wonderful service to have available to you right at your fingertips to make sure you get what you need and for it to cost as little as possible.
Now, beginning November 2nd, we're going to be heard on 100.1 FM, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, the radio.com app, and, of course, still the power of this radio station. And we got about a minute. I have a lot of friends in Ohio, West Virginia. What are you telling them?
And I'm glad you brought that up, because we are actually licensed in those areas as well. We're happy to go to Eastern Ohio, to top of West Virginia. When it comes to seeing you in person, we'll be happy to do that. But we also have the area's only CMS licensed independent telephonic agents as well. So if you're in those areas, or even New York or Maryland, or wherever you're plugging in from, we can service your needs to make sure that you are getting what you need out of this process.
Okay, our number here, 866-391-1020, but the number that you need to remember, 888-818-6334, you can call them now. They're standing by. New to Medicare in-person events every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For more details, go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. And folks, we're coming back with more with Sean Horn in just a moment. Good morning. All right, we're back. Sean Horn, Rob Pratt, of course, Live Advisors, MediConnect, 888-818-6334, standing by right now till noon or a little after. And new to Medicare, in-person events every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For more details, go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. You want to talk about co-pays now?
I do. Real quickly before I get into that, though, Rob, again, we talked about this during the break a couple times, but the average increase in Social Security per year over the last 5 years has been 1.3%. That is your raise that you're getting, folks, on a yearly basis. So it's not really keeping up with inflation or the rising cost of gas or milk or whatever else may be, let alone your health care. So as a result, what we're trying to do and really hammer on today is the fact that there are significant ways that you can save on your health care costs this upcoming year, so that you don't have to dig as deep into your retirement savings or your Social Security or your bank account to pay for things that unfortunately just seem like they have no end. There's so much help available to you. So really, again, 888-818-6334. The best in the business are standing by right now to talk to you. And now we're going to talk about co-pays, because what we really wanted to focus on today, Rob, were two of the things that impact people every single day, and that's how much money is coming out of my account to pay for the plan, and then what am I going to have to pay when I use it, when I go to the doctor, when I go to the hospital, I need a CT or MRI. Well, this is where we, you know, another layer of the onion we're going to peel back for you, because this is where a lot of competition takes place. Because as a rule, Medicare Advantage plans have to cover all the same stuff. Sounds pretty easy, right? And that's what we want to do today. Medicare Advantage plans all cover the same things. Where they are different is going to be, what's the monthly premium? What's the network access that I have? And then what am I going to pay for when I use it? Those are the three differences that you're going to have to take a hard look at. And really, when it comes to what am I going to have to pay, where, again, we're talking about premiums and copays. And again, the copays are something that we want to shine a light on, because look, when you go to your primary care doctor, Rob, you pay what? A couple bucks, maybe $10, $20 at most to go see your primary care when you get that checkup. Well, that's going to be a little bit different when you need to go to an inpatient hospital stay for 5 days, because the more significant the health situation or the entanglement you find yourself in as it relates to your health, the more significant, the more it's going to cost you out of pocket. So there's going to be a big difference in what am I going to go pay my specialist for when I need to visit him versus when I need an MRI, what am I looking at? There's a big cost difference between those two. So as a result, we really want to focus in on a few areas where people need to pay attention, because there's some significant coverage differences in our backyard. So one thing I do want to talk about, Rob, is that we are blessed for a lot of different reasons. Number one, we live in such a healthcare-driven community. I mean, we have some of the best facilities available and doctors right in our backyard. I mean, we're fortunate that way. And also, please understand, too, that this is a very retirement-rich area. I mean, it's a very the community is more driven towards people who are retired, and we're the second oldest community in America as a result. Miami Dade down in Florida being the first. So this is a prime area for health insurance companies to operate. It's really a hotbed. So as a result, the competition is fierce. And again, in the copay end of it, we're in a fortunate situation, because you can have coverage where instead of paying a copay for the amount of days that you're in the hospital, you can have a flat copay. So Rob, let me talk about that for a minute. I don't want to talk over anybody, so I really want to drive this point home. There are coverage options available for you where if you get admitted into the hospital and you're in there 1 day or you're in there 10 days, which I know is a rarity, but you're in there for an extended period of time, you will pay a flat $300 copay, for example, no matter how long you're in.
That's pretty good.
Whereas there are other coverage options out there where you have a per day copay that could run you $300 per. So let's just dig into that a little bit. Let's say that you're admitted to the hospital, Rob, and you're in there for 4 days, okay? Mm-hmm. Which isn't all that unusual. The average length of stay is between 3 and 5 days. So as a result, let's say four. So between whatever insurance company you have, and because you may not have looked at your options last year, you could be responsible for that 4 day hospital stay at a $1,200 copay. Now, remember what I just said a minute ago, though. There are options out there where you could pay $300 no matter how long you're in. So, Rob, that is a $900 savings right there just from your hospital experience.
Just by making the call and spending a little time with MediConnect.
That's it.
I know.
And again, I'll ask you once more. Can you think of something more fun to spend $900 on instead of a hospital stay? Probably, right?
Absolutely.
You could go on a shopping spree at Ace Hardware with Andy and those guys. You can go hit up Coon's Market and fill up your freezer and your fridge. There's a lot better ways to spend that to make sure that your living isn't, you know, there's nothing hampering your budget.
And see, that's here, this is something else you have to look at here. People that are my age and older, a lot of times they'll kind of say, you know, I'll wait. Because they don't want to hear the news that you got to come into the hospital, because they flat out, no offense, they just are afraid to spend the money at certain times in their life, and they're not so sure how much is going to be covered and not covered. But when you set up a plan with MediConnect and you're on Medicare, you know exactly what you're going to pay for all the things that matter to you. And when you're having this conversation, one of the things that I know I'd be asking, look, talk to me about copays, because copays are the most confusing part of all healthcare.
And to hit on that point just a little bit more.
You know I'm right, though.
I do. I absolutely do. You're 100% right. To expand on that, my parents who are listening right now, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, love you. they're listening right now.
He's a good kid, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Horn. Go ahead.
They don't go to the hospital unless something is falling off of them. Yeah. It's just that generation, right?
It's exactly, well, because you know what? They all think this too, and it comes with age. Once they get me in there, I'm never going to get out.
Absolutely. And I totally understand that thought process as well. So you look, people don't pay attention to these elements of coverage until they need to go use it. And then when they do, it's, oh my goodness, what have I got myself into? What we're really trying to drive home for you folks here today is don't wait till that happens. You don't have to experience it first to find out, maybe I should have made a change.
If I'm going
to
pay $300 a flat fee as opposed to $300 a day, I'm going to run to the hospital if I'm not feeling good.
Absolutely. And that's the whole premise. Because look, what the insurance companies nowadays are really trying to do, and I will give them credit for this, they want to jump in front of whatever ailment you may have. They don't want to deal with them in the present. They want to help you try to prevent it as long as they possibly can. So if they make it a little bit more friendly for you from a budgetary standpoint to access your healthcare if something is going wrong, there's a better chance you'll rebound faster and they won't have to pay out as many claims.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to say this. We met many of these carriers in recent weeks. We have some of the best healthcare in the country. No matter what anybody thinks, they're great at what they do.
Agreed.
I have to believe another thought process on their part, because you mentioned people aren't getting hip replacements. They're not getting knee replacements. They're not going in to get those elective surgeries because they're fearful of everything that's going on.
Right.
But if I'm in the healthcare industry and I'm one of the movers and shakers that sits in the top office, I go, look, we got to make it conducive for these people to want to go get a checkup or to get some surgery done, because if this stuff goes on much longer and they sit at home and put it off, it's going to get worse. So in the end, it's going to cost everybody more. And more importantly, it's going to cost our poor clients maybe, you know, permanent health damage. So let's make them feel comfortable by making them know it's reasonable as far as what they're going to spend, the check they're going to stroke, to get them back into those hospital settings and get those routine checkups. And more importantly, get these elective surgeries that need to get done.
Absolutely. And I'll take it even a step further. If those people in those ivory towers don't want to do that, the competition is making them. That's the beauty of our backyard. Somebody's going to come out and do it for you. And if they take enough market share away, more people are going to go in that direction. It's going to open up some eyes where, again, competition is great in this environment. So, again, really what we want to talk about is if you're, you know, somebody who's concerned about going into the hospital, because, you know, it could happen to anybody. Nobody has a crystal ball, Rob. So as a result, if you're concerned about that, as far as what your out-pocket expense would be, if you're worried about things like skilled nursing facility coverage, that's another area where there is significant difference between the carriers. So please get the information, or CTs and MRIs. There's another way that you could save substantial money from one carrier to another. So these are areas where people are using their healthcare. And if you're not properly planning, it could cost you way more than it really has to, Rob. That is the premise of today's show. We have to get in touch with people who in previous years, they said, you know what? It's working for me and I don't want the nuisance. It is too important for you to turn a blind eye to anymore. Please don't do it. You can get help easily, very comprehensively, and affordable way, and we make it simple to understand.
All right, we talked about the big differences as far as the swings in copays, and listen, I can see the impact for people who are living on fixed income, so they simply don't have to rob Peter to save Paul, right?
That's the primary part of my job and the thing that I love the most. So that's what I'm passionate about.
All right, listen, we're going to come back one more segment with him, but they're there till noon. You can reach them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And don't forget, they're also going to be having some events entitled New to Medicare in-person events every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For more details, go to MediConnectedInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. We've got more to cover next. Good morning. Okay, again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. We're going to recap this show because I'll tell you, it's mind-boggling to think that there's this much money being left on the table. And I want you, my listeners, and those of you watching on Facebook that are of age, to get that money. You've worked for it.
So I'll also say this is too important of a show, Rob. It really is. So if anybody listening right now has missed any segment that we went over when it comes to premiums and copays and how they differ, you can go to our Facebook page. We are Facebook Live right now. You can go back and watch it at any time. But there are significant ways to save money on your healthcare this year. And ultimately, what it comes down to, Rob, is our organization is passionate about keeping as much money in the pockets of the people who built this community, all the retirees in our backyard, as opposed to it going to the insurance companies. because it's your day-to-day living. These insurance companies have billions of dollars. They're fine. We want to make sure that your retirement is not negatively impacted by your insurance. And we're able to do it in a way that is so simple, where we do all your homework. We'll take all of that pressure off of you. Make it easy. Make it easy for you to understand. And I will tell you again, please go back to Facebook Live if you missed any part of this show, because it is too important. Because again, no longer is it, Rob, you get what you pay for when it comes to Medicare. That's not how it goes anymore. And I'll even take it a step further. Something Brian has talked about when he was on the show last week and when we were doing our Ask the Experts and everything. Let me tell you, I'll be very clear with this. If you are paying more than $0 for your Medicare Advantage plan, we need to hear from you today. Today. Because it's entirely possible where you can get very similar coverage to what you have right now and pay nothing for it.
I got to believe if you get 10 people, at least 5 of them are going to save money.
Higher.
Okay.
Higher.
8 or 9?
Yep. Absolutely. So again, this is why I'm coming with such fire today. Like there's
smoking, folks.
There's too much money that is being left on the table as you keep talking about in the breaks, Rob. It's too important to ignore anymore. So again, we spent a lot of time today talking about premiums and how there's such a difference. And again, we likened it to your television and cable package, where they give you this wonderful introductory rate. As you get more comfortable, the service doesn't change, but your premiums or your costs do. Well, they're still enticing the new customer. There's people out there that are signing up to a new plan right now that have the same benefits as those who are paying $200 a month. Now those folks are paying $30, $40. Why not do the same thing? It's available. You don't have to be.
How happy are these people when they realize that they're going to? I mean, it must be like, I feel like I'm 25 again.
Absolutely. And that's the power. That's the beauty of what we do.
Here's what it would be like. Say you're walking the dog today. Mm-hmm. You're going through the local park. The leaves are coming down. It's raining. And your dog gets off the chain and you're like, okay, come here. So you bend down to put your dog back on the leash and you find $300 in a pile of leaves.
In some cases, even better than that.
I'm always thinking conservative. But believe me, I've learned. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
This is found money. This is a treasure chest of money.
And all you need to know is to have a resource available to you to help you navigate towards it. And it be done simply. But also, again, we're not going to gloss over the things that may not be so positive. We'll tell you about everything that's going to go on with the new insurance so you can properly plan. But again, that savings and is too big, as well as the coverage is not that much different. And if it is, we can still find ways to fill in those gaps so that you may even have better coverage. So too much. So if you think you're paying too much for your Medicare plan, you probably are. Call us right now, 888-818-6334. Again, copays could be something that you're being hunkered down with and you feel like you're paying too much. It's quite possible. We can likely save you money in that regard as well. And look, if you haven't really paid much attention to your Medicare options available to you within the last 5 years, now is the time to take a look. Because again, it's a much different ballgame now. There's so much competition, and that plan that was so good for you 5 years ago probably is not anymore. So take a hard look, and again, we can make it easy. We can have this all knocked out for you by Halloween or very beginning of November so that you can take it off your plate when Thanksgiving comes. You don't have to have that Medicare cloud hanging over you.
Because you know, as soon as somebody puts the turkey away, especially the person that usually cooks it, the grandparents, they're like, you know, we really got to get this thing taken care of.
Absolutely.
Because they want to be there healthy for the years that are still ahead of them with their grandkids and family. And I'm telling you, many more people, and I know they're not putting their health in front of dollars, but you need dollars to live. And unless you've ever been on a fixed income, you don't understand. The bottom line is if somebody's saving money, they're going to have the confidence to go get these checkups.
And the fact that what the type of money that we're talking about are
significant.
They're life-changing. You hear that? Life-changing amounts of money to make things better for you next year.
See, if I'm 68 or 69, I'm still calling you.
You should, without a doubt. If you're 75, if you're 80, 85, if you're someone who, you know, maybe a little bit younger, but you have older parents and you know they could be doing better with their Medicare coverage, call us for them. we will make it easy for you so that hopefully you could take it to your parents and help them save on their retirement
as well.
Yeah,
if you're listening right now and you have some parents that are on Medicare, I'd say, hey, Mom, Dad, I'd call them today or stop over and say, look, I was listening to this show on the radio today. You need to call them and sit there with them when they make the call. And as this thing unfolds, you're going to look like a hero to them.
And look, you are. The kids are. We're just doing what we're licensed to do. And thankfully, there's a lot of great things to take a look at this year.
And I could hear my dad, if he were here today, and I did that, and he saved some money. He said, it's about time you finally learned something.
Absolutely. And that's okay. Look, you can take all the credit. Let us do the work. You can take all the credit. Just please make sure that your family are
When did you realize that this gold was on the table? How long into this whole thing, you know, since October 16th, how long before you went, oh my, this is like a lot here that we can help people with? Because I could even tell the difference in your email earlier this week.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't talk about it until October 1st, but we knew in September that this was a very different year. We knew then. October 1st, our phones haven't stopped ringing. They've been, and we have been running around the clock to get these questions answered that people deserve to have. But since then, since October 1st, the floodgates have opened. I mean, the amount of, this is going to be probably without a major disruption in our area, like what was potentially going on with UPMC and Highmark a few years back, this is going to be our most productive year simply because of all the benefit changes that are available this upcoming year and the cost savings for our listeners.
1 minute left in the broadcast. I guess the best thing we can do, people watching on Facebook, listening to us on the radio, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334.
Few things I want to touch on. Live advisor standing by until 12 o'clock. Matt Connell, Shane Uhas, Jake Paris, a few others in the office. They can very easily get you guidance. And it will cost you nothing, number one, for our advisory services. We also have the New to Medicare events, which we do every Tuesday at 6 o'clock in our office. If you need help understanding all this information you're getting overwhelmed with, we're here to make it easy for you, and again, at no cost. But lastly, I also want to give a special shout out today. One of our friends at MediConnect, a huge partner of ours, April Garrett. It is her birthday today. She's been on with us, the Seniors Blue Book, a couple times.
And I just sent her a happy birthday on Facebook.
Absolutely. So wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And again, hopefully everybody is able to enjoy a beautiful weekend, and go Steelers.
Happy birthday to April Garrett. And when it's your birthday, let me be the first to say happy birthday, even if it isn't for a couple of months yet.
February.
I'm getting close.
You are.
All right, listen, not that close. All right, we'll take a break. Stay with us. News next.